This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former U.S. President Donald Trump with serious crimes, including 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act for keeping classified documents. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
The indictment, which includes photographs, says Donald Trump stored highly secret documents, which he took from the White House to his Florida resort when he left office, and stored them in such places as a bathroom and a shower, his bedroom, and the gilded ballroom of the Mar-a-Lago property. He allegedly twice showed some of the classified materials to others. Trump is also charged with trying to obstruct the federal investigation into his retention of the files. Special Counsel Jack Smith says the indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in Florida.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence, now a political rival in the 2024 presidential contest, decried the federal indictment of the former president, but also told reporters at a campaign stop in New Hampshire, no one is above the law. Pence called it a sad day for America and implied the indictment was politically motivated by U.S. President Joe Biden's Justice Department. But he said everyone should wait and see.
No one knows exactly what the facts and the law are in this case, and I think it's important that we wait. Each American will understand the facts, and we can each make our own judgment about whether or not this was an appropriate action or whether or not that's one more example of the politicization and weaponization that's taken place in the Department of Justice in recent years.
This is VOA News. The United Nations humanitarian chief says the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam in Ukraine has led to international consequences on a viral scale. The dam was destroyed Tuesday, flooding swaths of land in southern Ukraine, destroying homes, cutting off power, and flooding crucial cropland. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Martin Griffiths told the Associated Press Friday the consequences are going to be felt well beyond Ukraine.
The ability of that part of Ukraine, the breadbasket, as I mentioned, to produce the grain that the world depends on is going to be massively reduced. And that will mean less grain being exported to the global south, higher prices for grain around the world, and the consequence of that is that the people who need humanitarian assistance to survive are going to be less able to get the food they need to do so.
Griffiths also warned the cooling abilities of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant are also in jeopardy, calling the entire situation a cascade of problems. There is a proposal in U.S. Congress to roll back President Obama-era rule that requires airlines to show the total price of a ticket up front in advertising. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The House bill would let airlines advertise the base airfare, excluding taxes and fees, as long as they include a link to an all-in price or disclose it some other way. Airlines have been unhappy with the rule in place. Consumer advocates are unhappy with this proposal. The bill also includes a plan to let people become pilots with less time in the cockpit, allowing for more training in simulators. Garth Thompson, head of the Airline Pilots Association at United Airlines, calls it a horrible idea, saying the rule is literally written in blood because of crashes that involve pilot experience. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Canadian wildfires are easing compared to earlier this week, but changes in weather patterns could bring hazardous conditions back to the U.S. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It was a week of misery for many who live in the smoke-filled Northeast, especially those with breathing problems. But shifting winds are helping the smoke blow out to sea in the mid-Atlantic, says the EPA's Director of Air Quality Assessment, Chet Wayland.
The good news is it's starting to clear up in some of the northern parts of the country. And hopefully in a few days, it'll clear out down here in the mid-Atlantic areas as well.
He suggests that people use their app and website, airnow.gov, which pinpoints the air in your neighborhood based on zip code.
You can actually take actions to protect your health in real time.
He says people should review the color coding and the number of pollution particles per cubic meter to help determine if they're at risk. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.